This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we looked at the prophet Haggai. Today, we'll look at Zechariah. Both of these prophets were contemporaries and essentially had the same message. In Zechariah, you have a propelling promise. Zechariah, like Haggai, was used of God to encourage the Israelites to get on with the building of the temple until it was finished. From what he said, we learn that when God gives us a job to do, no matter how insignificant it might seem to us, we are to do it heartily as unto the Lord. God pledges his own support, and any work God is engaged in is a great work. Learn also that when you get bogged down, you should trust in his promises for blessing. When you get discouraged, trust in his promises for deliverance. When you get hurt, trust in his promises for healing. He has a promise suited for your every need. Find it, put faith in God to fulfill it, and you will be propelled on your way to victory. I remember reading about a man watching the building of a big cathedral. As the workers were laying brick, one seemed to be grouchy and grumpy about his work. When asked what he was doing, he responded that he was just laying brick after brick. He looked at another man doing the same task. He was whistling and seemed to have joy as he worked. When asked what he was doing, he said, "I'm building a mighty cathedral." Your perspective on life changes everything. The promises of God give you the best perspective on life. Learn from Zechariah the propelling power of the promises of God. Let me encourage you to go to my website, gettingthemessage.org, and review these scripts for further meditation and study.